the U.S. and Canada will temporarily close their shared border, and a Skagway National Park employee quits over inadequate response to the coronavirus threat. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. President Donald Trump announced today that the U.S. and Canada will temporarily close their shared border to non-essential travel as the two nations work to stem the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports that several local residents are trying to drive back home from the lower 48, but they're unsure what will happen when they reach the border.
Border crossings on the Haines Highway and Klondike Highway are currently still open, according to customs and border agents working there. It is unclear when the closure announced by the president will take effect. The only roads to Haines and Skagway pass through Canada. People who are trying to get home from other areas of Alaska and the lower 48 are worried what the closure means for their travel plans. Skagway resident Mike Swayze is currently driving back from Arizona. He is hoping that he will be able to make it past the border before it officially closes.
Because it could happen at any second. And I've been in touch with border guards from both the U.S. and Canadian side. I've been in touch with the mayor of Skagway, who's been in close contact with state senator from Alaska. Nobody knows. Nobody has any idea when it's actually going to be closed.
He's not the only one. Haines resident Ron Jackson drove to Washington 3 weeks ago for some medical appointments. He says he was turned away by hospitals because they are only receiving emergency patients at this time. Now he is worried that he might get turned away at the border.
So I'm trying to figure out if I qualify as essential or not, trying to get home.
Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says it has been difficult to get information about the border closure. The president's announcement stated that only non-essential travel across the border would be prohibited. Cremata wants to know what kinds of transportation would still be allowed.
Because we are, relatively isolated here, will people potentially who live in Skagway be allowed access up to Whitehorse? So we're trying to get answers pertaining to those questions, the most immediate of which, of course, are trying to figure out how to get our people back to their homes.
KHNS will continue to provide updates on the closure as more details become available. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
A National Park Service employee walked out of his Skagway office and resigned Wednesday morning, citing inadequate precautions for keeping park staff from being exposed to coronavirus. In an email to the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park superintendent, Dustin Stone warned his departure would be followed by others if things didn't change.
I can't sit idle anymore, you know? It's too important. Hours matter right now.
The Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park buildings are closed to visitors, but Stone said his superintendent does not have the green light from senior National Park Service officials to give his employees administrative leave to stay home. In light of close working proximity and the high transmissibility of the coronavirus, Stone said that is unacceptable. Stone said other Federal Park Service employees voiced concerns in a meeting this week.
Because Skagway is such a small community, and we've all seen the flu rip through and affect half of the town over the course of a few days.
Skagway is an isolated town of about 1,000 year-round residents. The local clinic has only one ventilator. That gives it the capacity to treat two people who are critically ill with coronavirus. As of Wednesday, the clinic has sent two swabs to a lab for coronavirus testing. There are no confirmed positive cases. A park spokesman in Anchorage says that Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park is following federal guidelines. Peter Christian wrote in a short statement that the national park will limit the number of summer staff hired to work in Skagway, but referred most questions to its headquarters in Washington, D.C. Stone said that isn't enough. He criticized the Park Service's slow response.
What's really bothering me is the Park Service and the government as a whole shut down entirely on a dime because politicians were arguing about money. And
during last year's federal government shutdown, park employees were sent home since they couldn't be paid until Congress and President Trump broke the impasse.
But during a time of national pandemic, we are spending time sitting around and debating and arguing and hemming and hawing about what's right when the right thing to do is send your employees home, close your parks, and figure out what comes next.
Stone is an elected member of Skagway's Municipal Assembly. He and his wife run a bed and breakfast in town, but they've temporarily closed due to the pandemic. And Stone isn't the only dissatisfied federal employee. The head of the Federal Office of Personnel Management, Director Dale Cabanis, resigned Tuesday night. Her office manages human resources for civilian government workers. The resignation signals increasing uncertainty for the federal workforce across the country. Upper Lynn Canal schools are closed through the end of March to prevent transmission of the coronavirus, but a local art teacher is offering a healthy challenge from a distance. This is today's Bright Spot. Haynes art teacher Giselle Miller is adding watercolor to a still life sketch at her folks' home in Juneau. She designed a 2-week drawing challenge for her students while school is closed.
As a teacher, I really do feel for the parents who are now struggling with the idea of like what to do with your kids at home and what activities to do with your kids and how that can be really challenging to kind of schedule that in.
Her mini art lessons aren't just for students. Anybody can join in. Miller says it's a calm, focused activity in a time of social distancing.
That hopefully doing a little bit of drawing each day can help kind of ease that, not only ease the minds of everyone, but help build a little bit of a schedule.
She will post a drawing prompt on her Instagram account at glacialfed_artroom each weekday or on the Haynes Glacier Bears Facebook page. We're also listing them at khns.org if social media isn't your thing. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or anywhere you get your podcasts. While we continue to cover hard stories, at the KHNS local news, we're also going to add some extra good ones. Have a hopeful story? Let us know at news@khns.org.